Well, joining us now from the Sydney Sixers, what a summer he's had. Made his Sheffield Shield debut earlier in the summer, and he took 2 for 37 in the 48-run defeat to Perth in the qualifier the other night. Hayden Kerr joining us. Morning, Hayden.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good to have you back on the show. Did you see that catch last night from Farwood Ahmed?
I did, yeah. I watched every ball. A little bit contentious, but I actually tend to agree with Clarkey. Whenever you get your fingers under that ball and you feel like you've caught it, you always go up. So, yeah.
There you go, Clarkey.
Yep. Well, again, it's such a hard one because I know you can't just go on the fielder's reaction, but I find in our sport, generally you've got to, like I say, not 100% right, but you're 95, 99% of the time, you know when you grab it as a fielder. And there's not too many people that play our sport that would claim something blatant and obvious where if it is a hard volley, I just think you'd get crucified. So, and knowing Farwood how I do, like I say, I think you did get it. I think I can understand why fans or supporters of the Thunder and Khawaja go, nah, touch the grass. But as a past player, I know that feeling and I reckon he got it.
Hayden, what did the Sixers take out of that defeat to Perth? Because you're on the back foot pretty much from the start. Not much went right.
Yeah, even before the game, there wasn't much going wrong with all the COVID stuff going on in the background and Husey going down the warm-up. So maybe it wasn't meant to be that night. And there was a good learning experience for a few of us guys down the order. I got to have a pretty good bat this year, which I haven't really done much of. And same with Benny Dorchus, and he showed, you know, all the power that he's got stored up down the bottom of the order.
I was going to ask you, Hayden, when you're out there on the field, how do you sort of stop the momentum when, like, a guy like Inglis gets going and Patterson, who's played so well in this BBL this season? I mean, do you stick? You just got to have that mindset of sticking to your plans, or do you try and do something completely different? How do the Sixers go about trying to change that momentum when they're on a roll?
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely a really tough one. You just got to try and absorb the pressure as much as you can and take it ball by ball. And like you mentioned, sometimes a change of plan is required, which it was for us. Or actually, in my opinion, it was a bit more of a mis-execution of our plan. So we kind of adjusted that at the 10-over mark when you get the opportunity to chat to your coach and the rest of the team around you and slow the process down. So that occurred for us, and it seemed to work a little bit more in our favour.
Hayden, tell us about the Steve Smith saga, please, mate. We're still read a little bit in the paper today, and then we've had a number of conversations in here about, is there something more behind the situation? Does he have a little niggle? Is Cricket Australia, you know, trying to keep him out of the BBL in prep for New Zealand? Do you know what the story is?
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea, and it still, shocks me today that he's not playing. I'm not really ever involved in those conversations. I just kind of hear it down the grapevine and see it in the papers. But I know he was here. He was ready to train with us the day that we got down here to Melbourne, and unfortunately, he just got on a flight that night after hearing the news. So I don't think there's anything sinister behind it, but it's just a real shame, isn't it?
What about with that, mate? How important is it having, you know, the Australian players come back and be a part of the squad? You got Lino back in your squad as well, don't you? How's that been for the boys?
Oh, it's been so good. For someone like me as well, who doesn't really get to play a lot of cricket with those guys and just starting out myself, like, it is surreal. It's something that I've always dreamed of, it, and now I'm here. It's a little bit funny, you know, rocking up to training with Lino and him throwing me a bit of bant, but yeah, it's so good, and it just lifts the group up, especially after a bit of time on the road as well.
Well, Hayden, you might be playing some more and more cricket with this sort of calibre of players. Describe the summer that you've had. As I mentioned before, you made your Shield debut, and now you've been a regular in the Sixers lineup. What have you taken from it? What have you learnt?
I suppose I was really happy just to hold my spot at the start of the tournament. And even a few games ago, I still felt that selection pressure, given that we have so many good guys on the sideline. And even to this day, I still do feel like that. So I'm just trying to keep putting my best foot forward each game and doing, you know, what the team requires of me at that time. So just, you know, keep trying to chip in where I can.
And I guess you've sold yourself as well for potential crack at the IPL.
Yeah, maybe. That was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek comment with a reporter a few months ago and it seemed to make the headlines. So I suppose it's actually a good headline in hindsight. Maybe it's you know, drawn some attention in my direction, and I suppose I've backed it up on the field, which is nice, but I'm definitely not expecting anything there, but it'd be lovely.
What's the key to getting on top of this Strikers team?
Probably they're, you know, trying to dominate their batting lineup pretty early. They've got two massive ins with Carey and Head, which is huge. And it's great that they can come back and play the BBL as well. But hopefully we can try and smother the momentum early from them and just go from there, I reckon. You know, we've beat them in the past and hopefully we can just continue with that.
Aidan, what about from your perspective? Again, I know you've got your own way to do things, but you look at someone like Peter Siddle, a lot older, played a lot of cricket, coming to the back end of his career, yet he's still having a lot of success in this competition with the ball. Do you look at little variations that he's been using in his game and add it to yours?
A little bit, yeah. I like watching how players, you know, use their strengths, and he's obviously got a good slower ball into the wicket and a really good on-pace Yorker. So those two work well for him in the way that he sequences them in and over to try and set up a batsman. So I think for me it's really important because I'm not, you know, out-and-out express pace. I really do need to try and use my variations and put them in the right spot at the right time. So that's probably how I would try and, you know, watch other people's performances like Sid's to help myself.
And then what about in regards to the batters coming into this game? Has there been conversations already about looking at someone like Sid's who's been in good nick and how they combat him?
Yeah, like the batters always have a meeting before each game and they go through the bowlers and, you know, what they are likely to bowl at certain times and things like that. So they're definitely going to have some plans going into the next game. But I think where we'll see the biggest changes in our bowling plans, just especially with those two big batters coming in.
Must be excited to be back at the SCG on Wednesday night to take them on, though.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a little while since we've played at home, so hopefully we can get a few more than 500 people at Marvel Stadium to come and watch a game. So it'd be really awesome to be back.
Yeah, on that note, just describe what it's been like to play in the BBL this summer. Obviously, the wild situation with COVID and having to, you know, play in venues such as that as well.
Yeah, like we've been used to it a bit more, unfortunately. Just, you know, last year in a bubble as well, and it was probably worse at some stages. There was no crowds at the games, but you know, hopefully, you know, that changes next season, even though we've said that for the last 2 years. But, you know, we still, you know, get out there, do the job for the fans, and we love playing at home as well because we do get a pretty good crowd there.
Well, Hayden, congratulations on what you've produced personally over the summer, and good luck against the Strikers on Wednesday night, and hope we see you in a final against Perth.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, guys. Cheers.